Proclamation number 3527 of 28th of August, 1945. Miracles of Creation. Language of God. The miracles of creation testify to God's love, wisdom and omnipotence, and yet they are not enough for people to believe in Him. Otherwise humanity would not be able to live so faithlessly. God gives them proof of His existence, but people do not want to accept it. They do not deduce the Creator of heaven and earth from creation but remain completely unimpressed by it. They do not let creation speak to them. They do not make it the content of their thoughts and therefore never gain faith in God because they do not strive to gain it. And they could so easily attain convinced faith if they dealt with the miracles of creation, for God Himself speaks through them and His language is easy to understand for the willing, seeking human being who longs for truth. All works of creation breathe God's love. Nothing has come into being without purpose or meaninglessness, and the purpose of every work of creation is always the existence or preservation of other works of creation in which His love is expressed again. And every purpose is wisely considered. Every work reveals God's omnipotence, and the detailed contemplation of the works of creation should lead to convinced faith as soon as the human being wants to occupy himself with them in thought. Yet the unbelieving human being does not look for evidence because he does not desire and search for truth. He could obtain proof of the existence of a loving, wise and omnipotent God at any time, yet he does not want to believe and consequently cannot gain faith either, because the will must first have become active, because the human being must first strive for truth before he recognizes God. He blindly passes by the miracles of creation and thus they mean nothing to him and he remains faithless. 28th of the 8th, 1945, and it is also difficult to give him any other proof which could lead him to believe in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. Creation in all its diversity is daily before his eyes. He himself stands in the midst of it and is likewise one of the wonders of divine creation, and the question should always arise in him, who has brought into being all that I see? And this question would be followed by a chain of thoughts that would make him wonder if he persisted in them. To reject a creator, to deny him, would then no longer be possible for him because this would immediately be refuted in his mind by forces of the spiritual kingdom which endeavor to give him bright light as soon as he asks for it. Only the sincere will for truth is required, then he will mentally receive the teachings which fully correspond to the truth. But this will is lacking in a human being who is indifferent to the works of creation, and without this will he will never attain faith either. Worldly knowledge contradicts the teachings of faith imparted to the human being and the latter remain without impression as long as the human being does not have the desire for truth. The desire for truth, however, does not find satisfaction in worldly knowledge, but worldly knowledge means everything to the person who is indifferent to truth. And from it he draws evidence against the belief in a God as creator and sustainer of all things. He is misled by the forces which are in battle with the eternal truth, and the fact that their teachings appeal to him is merely due to his will, which also resists the eternal truth. He neither sees nor hears anything which informs him of God's greatness. He does not feel his love and does not see it in creation either. And thus he does not understand God's language either because he closes himself off to it. And he remains without faith, for faith first requires the will to do so. As long as he lacks the will, he still belongs to the power which let him become by using the power out of God. He acknowledges the latter but he does not want to acknowledge God, He is still in a state of complete ignorance, yet it is his own fault. For everywhere he has the opportunity to change the state of ignorance, to step out of spiritual darkness into light, yet he does not make use of it. Creation, however, is like an open book in which everyone can read and whose contents will also become comprehensible to him if he eagerly absorbs the truth. Then God will speak to him and he will understand his language. He will learn to believe in God as a supremely perfect being who is active with immense love in order to make his living creations happy and who also wants to make himself known to every human being. Amen.